Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
For your eyes, General Patton's here with the surprise. I'm glad you could attend. Welcome, welcome, my friends. Chat room is open. I'm here. Keep your obscenities and extremities inside at all times. We have a call-in number in case you've got something to say or if you just want to play. The number is 347-857-1197. And, of course, we've got the liberal hotline available, 347-857-1197. And tonight's subject is the same subject we've been working on the last four shows. It is bloated government and agencies run wild because we have been going through these things at a blistering rate, and despite my ability to rant like a crazy man, we have only made it on government gone wild, agencies out of control, to the letter F, and we haven't even started the letter F. We just got to the letter F. So I'm going to try and keep an eye on the chat room, see if there's any questions that come up in the chat room. Obviously, the phone lines are open. Welcome, welcome, my friends. This is General Gonzo S. Patton, your Gonzo candidate for whatever office there may be, president, dictator for life, or just guillotine master at American Bastille Day. Let's get this thing started, shall we? Bang a gong, get it on. F for Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity Commission. Yeah, that agency's going to go because, well, frankly, we got other agencies that are duplicates of this one, and we don't need you. Bye-bye. Fannie Mae. Fannie. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. You're a financial mess and an entanglement, and whoa, what a nightmare. Bye-bye. The Farm Credit Administration. We got banks. They supply credit. Bye. Farm Credit System Insurance Corporation. Well, since we're not going to be doing that, we're going to phase you out as the loans go away that are in existence. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. Farm Service Agency. Well, as those loans go away, so will you. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board. Math doesn't change, so accounting standards don't change. So my advice to you is polish up your resumes. Get out. Federal Aviation Administration. Hey, got to have you. Don't like you, but we need you. Federal Bureau of Investigations. Guess what? Taking the chains off. Who let the dogs out? The general did. Start profiling. Get into them mosques, boys, because the Muslim president's leaving the White House, and we're going back to business as usual. But I don't like your surprise visits, so get off my lawn and don't come back. The Federal Bureau of Prisons, you guys should be getting bigger in a worsening economy, not smaller. Obama's got it backwards. It doesn't surprise me. He hasn't done anything right. So you're going to be getting bigger. You guys polish your resumes. There will be some promotions coming around. Federal Citizen Information Center, probably not as nice as it sounds. You're going away too. Federal Communications Commission. I think Steve Earle said it best in his song, F the CC. Bye-bye. The Federal Consulting Group. Consult with this. Oh, it's a radio show. You can't see what I'm doing. You're gone too. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. I don't trust the banks and I don't trust the government. I'm in a quandary, but we're going to keep you because I have money in the bank. Federal Election Commission. We're going to keep you, but come see me. I got a paddle in my office and we need to chat. Federal Emergency Management Agency. You guys seem to have the Midas touch. Everything you touch turns to poop. The states can manage without you. We're going to keep your budget as a slush fund for emergencies and let the governors handle their stuff at a state level and release the money to them as needed because, well, it's a states' rights issue. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Why are the feds involved in regulating energy? I don't know. I didn't see that in the Constitution. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. Federal Executive Boards. The federal and executive don't seem to go in the same sentence, and when we add boards to it, it just sounds bad. I hope you guys are ready to retire. Bye-bye. Federal Financial Institutions Examination Council. Get the hell out of here. If the banks fail, run for the hills, boys. Here come the tar and feathers. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. Federal Financing Bank. Nah. We take in money through the IRS, it goes into the Treasury Department and the Department of Revenue, and we finance our own stuff, and we don't need a federal finance bank. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. We're not paying ourselves interest anymore. Federal Geographic Data Commission. The place is kind of mapped out. The state's boundaries don't change, and if we have a major earthquake or something and there's some geographic data, we got a lot of colleges and universities that will let us know about that geographic data, like the new magma pool that was just discovered under Mount St. Helens, and it wasn't found by you guys, so hit the brakes. Federal Highway Administration. I didn't see that in the Constitution either. Hit the brakes. We're going to let states keep their gas tax money. Ooh, I bet that stings a little, doesn't it? And with that money, they're going to be able to repair the highways that run through their states. And if they don't, well, they can explain it to the people that live in their states why their highways are shitholes. Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation loan as Freddie Mac. I'd rather have a Big Mac. Goodbye. Federal Housing Administration, known as the FHA. You guys are the clowns that were giving away mortgages with 3% down, and you could borrow that money or be gifted that money, or you could play around in a giant shell game, actually make it so it was 100% financing. And that brought us the mortgage collapse. So FHA loans, not such a good thing. We're going to revamp that program, downsize that program. You're going to have some skin in the game because they changed it to a 5% program and they're still funding us. And I don't like that. The government's behind me. I can feel them there. So we're going to make some changes. a lot of you guys are going to have to polish your resumes. Federal Housing Finance Agency. Yeah. Bye. Federal Interagency Committee for the Management of Noxious and Exotic Weeds. That's a state, municipal, county issue. Get the hell out of my life. Federal Interagency Committee on Education. Well, since we abolished the Department of Education last week, you guys should have got the hint and polished your resumes and took heed and hit the brakes. If you didn't, bye-bye. Federal Interagency Council on Statistical Policy. We don't need a policy on statistics. Statistics can be manipulated any way the government pleases. And, well, frankly, bye. Federal Judicial Center. I'm not sure what you do. I'm probably not going to like it. So we're probably just going to make you go away. The Federal Labor Relations Authority. If you oversee the Federal Labor Relations Board that we did away with, you too are going to go away. See ya. Federal Laboratory Consortium for Technology Transfer. I don't know who we're transferring technology to, but they need to get their own technology because I'm guessing it's probably third world countries and Muslim countries and people that we don't want to have our technology. So we're stopping that shit right now. Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. Yeah, we probably need to be training some law enforcement folks around the country because, well, having well-trained, universally trained, across the board, equal opportunity to be thugging upon the thugs is a good idea. Federal Library and Information Center Committee. You know, bye. Federal Maritime Commission. You know what? No. Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. We do need a federal mediation service, but we don't really need to be conciliatory about it. So half a year gone. Federal Mine Safety and Health Review Commission. We do need some mine safety folks, but we're going to keep the inspection arm. The rest of you hit the bricks. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. I don't know what you do. The head of your agency be in my office on Monday and tell me what you do and why you do it and why we should keep you. You better be persuasive, otherwise the whole agency is gone, including you. Federal National Mortgage Association, known as Fannie Mae. Probably not. Fannie is gone. Federal Protective Service. Well, I think we're going to keep them because I like them. They're going to have to keep my ass alive because a lot of you unemployed federal workers are going to be very upset with me. Federal Railroad Administration. I don't like to play with trains. We did away with Amtrak, and I'm going to have a hard time understanding why we need a Federal Railroad Administration when my name's Paul and this is between y'all. Get out. The Federal Register. We need that to keep track of what you corruptocrats are doing. The Federal Reserve System. I've read The Creature from Jekyll Island, and I know all about you. We're undoing that. And I know when Kennedy tried to, you put a bullet in his head. So I won't be sitting in front of the window without a bulletproof vest and a Kevlar helmet. Federal Retirement and Thrift Investment Board. If this is anything like the Social Security Trust Fund, you federal employees are hosed. Federal Student Aid Information Center. We don't need a whole center. We're going to post this stuff online. If you can't figure out how to find it, you probably can't figure out how to get to the college. And you probably don't need to be going. A shovel will fit your hand. Have a nice life. Federal Trade Commission. Most of what you do is create revenue for the feds over BS stuff. You know what? Buyer beware. It's a free market, and let the free market reign. The Federal Transit Administration. We don't have a federal transit system. Bye. I don't know what you do all day, but I bet it involves internet porn. Federal Voting Assistance Program. You know what? If you can't figure out how to vote, you don't need to vote. Bye. Federal States of Micronesia. That sounds like something I'm going to get shots for. You can go too. Financial Management Service. I've seen the federal debt. You're not doing your jobs. Bye-bye. Fiscal Responsibility and Reform Commission. I'd laugh if tears weren't streaming down my cheeks. I want to say the name of that again. Fiscal Responsibility and Reform Commission. Anyone else sobbing with me? Bye. In fact, have these people hung. Fiscal Service, the Bureau of Fiscal Service. I don't know who you're servicing fiscally, but I hope it's a bunch of fat, white, old men who can afford to keep you on because you're fired. Fish and Wildlife Service. Yeah, we need game wardens because people are out there doing bad things to our animals. So we're going to keep some federal game wardens around. But the rest of you, Food and Safety Inspection Service. Yeah, you know, I've seen the downer cows and stuff. I've seen what you guys have tried to pass off at food and slaughterhouses and stuff. Unfortunately, we're going to take some of the money we've been saving in the last 20 minutes, and we're going to beef up the inspectors. No pun intended. Foreign Agriculture Service. Kiss my grits. Bye. Foreign Claims Settlement Commission. If you're a foreigner and you got a claim, get out. Bye. Forest Service. Yeah, we're going to keep you around, but we're going to talk about that spotted owl stuff. Fossil energy. I'm for it, not for the department. Bye. Fulbright Foreign Scholarship Board. You know what? We don't need to be giving scholarships to foreigners. We got a lot of bright students here who could use that scholarship money. So kiss my grits, and y'all need to be going. General Services Administration. Oh, my Lord, I've seen the videos of what you guys spend your money on. And about half of you are going to be singing Working at the Car Wash Blues. And the other half, you're going to be on a very short leash, and it's going to be attached to your short and curlies, and there will be pain. Geological Survey. Bye-bye. Global Affairs, also known as the State Department. Yeah, we're going to pare that down. I've seen what State Department Barbie has said. And that lying hoe bag. Oh, you got to go. Oh, and John Kerry, why the long face? You can go back to the Ketchup Paris and sing Just a Gigolo. Government Accountability Office. Shit, I got nothing. WTF? What do you guys do all day, and why does it cost so much money? You guys aren't doing nothing, but that's going to change. The Office of Government Ethics. You're gone, period. There is none. There hasn't been any in decades. No need to keep you. Take these guys out back, kneel them down by the shed, and shoot them. The Government National Mortgage Association, known as Ginnie Mae. We're going to disassociate from them. You Democrats will like this because what we're going to do with them is take them out by the paint shed and shoot them as well. It's a really late term abortion. The Government Publishing Office. We're putting everything online. Bye-bye. Grain Inspection, Packers, and Stockyards Administration. What exactly are we packing? Is this the Fudge Packers Union that I've heard so much about but never actually seen? Grain inspection, I'm okay with that. What are we packing? Kind of curious about that. Stockyards Administration, yeah, we got a lot of BS going around in the government. Stockyards are like a private thing, and we're not doing that. So somebody talk to me about what's being packed and where. And is somebody not pooping right for a week? What is going on? Is this something that's done out of the Federal Bureau of Prisons? The Harry S. Truman Scholarship Foundation, you're gone. Harry S. Truman let communism run rampant in his government and refused to do anything about it. Bye-bye. Health Resources and Services Administration. That's a state issue. Health and Human Services Department. That's a state issue. And it goes away because Obamacare is going away. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. Tyranny, be gone. Healthy Homes and Lead Hazard Control Office. Bye. Let your kid eat lead-based paint. Well, you Democrats like Darwin's theory of evolution, survival of the fittest, so you won't have a problem with lead-based paint and that sort of stuff in unhealthy homes, because if you let your kids chew on the walls and shit like that, and they turn out to be a little, you know, hey, whose fault is that? That's called Darwinism. The Helsinki Commission. What the hell? You go to the Holocaust Memorial Museum. We're going to keep that. And if you're a skinhead, part of your parole, you're going to be cleaning up around there. Homeland Security Department. We're breaking you up. You're too big. You're too bloated. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know your ass from the elevator most days. Office of Inspector General. You're going to grow. You're going to inspect more, and you're generally going to be a pain in the ass to the few remaining departments left. The House Office of the Clerk. I hope there's more than one of you. Otherwise, The House of Representatives. It's in the Constitution, so I got to keep you. The Housing Office. Bye. Immigration and Citizenship Services. Those of you coming in the front door, we're keeping you. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. We're going to keep you because you're going to keep people out. Indian Affairs. We don't need to be bothering with the affairs of Indians. We've done enough of that. Here, take these nice blankets. How we screwed that all up. Indian Arts and Crafts Board. We don't need to be involved in that either. I think the Indians can handle it. Indian Health Service. We need to get out of that too. We made a mess of the VA, and I don't think the Indians want us doing that for them. Industrial College of the Armed Forces. Hell yeah. Whatever we can do to make the armed forces better at killing people, we should be doing it. Information Resource Management College. How about no? Information Resources Center. No. Innovation and Improvement Office. You've got to be kidding me. No. Institute of Education Sciences. We did away with the Department of Education, so you're going. Institute of Museum and Library Services. Service me. Bye-bye. Institute of Peace. You got to be out of your freaking mind. We're going to move you over to the Department of the Military, put your office in the corner of the Pentagon, and whoever sits in that office is going to be too damn scared to come to work, and you're just going away. Bye. Inter-American Foundation. No. I'm in charge, and I say no. I'm in touch of my inner child, and he says, up yours. Interagency Alternative Dispute Resolution Working Group. You know what? Life's tough. Get a helmet. Figure it out for yourselves. Otherwise, appear on an episode of Cops. Get out. Interagency Council on Homelessness. You know what? You guys are all unemployed. Find another job or you'll be homeless. The Interior Department. I hope you find jobs or you're going to be on the exterior. Internal Revenue Service. You know what? We went to a fair tax and you're all unemployed. Get out. International Labor Affairs Bureau. We aren't getting involved in the affairs of international labor. The International Trade Administration. I want the head of that in my office Monday. You bring justification why you should exist. International Trade Commission. That sounds like a duplicate. You two plan on Indian leg wrestling. One of your administrations is going away. Interpol. I kind of like the sounds of it. I know what it does. But it sounds like a stripper organization. But we will keep it. James Madison Memorial Fellowship Foundation. Bye-bye. Japan United States Friendship Commission. You know why we're friendly? Because we dropped the bomb twice. That's going away. We'll keep the bombs. Job Corps. Bye-bye. We don't need to keep that around. Look at what Michelle Obama's relative did for that. The John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. You know what? It's a nice building. All we're doing is maintenance now. Okay. Joint Board for the Enrollment of Actuaries. Bye-bye. Thanks for playing. Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies. You know what? I think I could have my Vice President of Sex Information and Music handle that, because when I want his effing opinion, I'll whistle. The Joint Fire Science Program. Really? No. If it's on fire, put it out. Joint Forces Command. Yes, we need that. Joint Forces Staff College. We need that. Joint Military Intelligence College. We need that. The Judicial Circuit Courts of Appeal. Sadly, we have to let people have appeals because, well, by golly, it's in the Constitution, and that's the one thing that we've been talking about for so freaking long. So we're kind of stuck with that. And we have wound down. We've made it from F to the middle of the J's. Our government is too damn big. We've made it from the F's to the middle of the J's, folks. And I have been on a steady rant. I haven't even stopped to take a drink of my drink. This is wearing me out. But you know what? We're going to be down to just a few state agencies when I'm done. Be happy you voted me president. I want to thank you for coming in and listening to me go wild over government gone wild. I'll see you again Sunday night, same bat time, same bat channel. This is General Gonzo S. Patton thanking you for your help in taking back America. And it's time to remind Congress, both the House and the Senate, that they need to kick Mullah Obama in the cojones and tell him no Muslim refugees, because we're not fighting a crusade on our holy land. We'll come visit them in the sandbox and kill them. Once again, thank you. Thank you all, and I'll see you Sunday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. God bless America.
We'd like to dedicate this next song to our troops and to their families, no matter where they are tonight. May God bless each and every one of them. Amen. Mm-hmm. that's the galley of friends. Ain't on the edge of no popular trend. Ain't never seen the inside of that magazine, GQ. We don't care if you're a lawyer or a Texas old man, or some waitress busting ass at some liquor stand. If you got soul, we hang out with people just like you. My hair's turning white, my neck's always been red, my collar's still blue. We've always been here, just trying to sing the truth.